Last year, the turtle pillow was all the rage on every major travel group's holiday gift list. I got one for Christmas.
You know, some people love it, and some people just think it looks like an awkward new wave turtleneck because it sort of holds your head up.
This year, Jason Cochran is the editor-in-chief of Fromers.com. He recommends the Ostrich Pillow Light.
We decided to go with one that covers one's eyes. It seems like that's what people really want to do when they sleep, and it's an ostrich pillow is what it's called. And it's sort of a big wrap that goes around your head, making sure your eyes are covered. It's also soft, so it's sort of like you're wearing like a pillow on your head in a way, and you can lean against things or lean down. That's my problem. My problem has never been my neck needs support. I don't do well with those inflatable pillows on airplanes, like, you know, those horseshoe-shaped inflatable pillows I've never been able to use. But I would be able to use an ostrich pillow light because when I sleep, when I travel, it's important that my eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of, you know, does the job of giving you some comfort and the job of an eye mask.
Yes, and you can wash it as well. You know, it's much easier to take care of. I think some of the devices that are out there have more architecture to them that are more difficult to clean. But you can just toss this into the washer and wash it up. So that's not so bad. And it's only about a quarter of a pound, not very heavy, because that's a big consideration too, and about $45. Again, it's within reach of most people.
Does it fold up easily for travel purposes?
It doesn't really. You just squish it down. It's little polystyrene beads inside of it. So as long as you have the space for it, you can carry it with you.
There's a swimsuit on Fromer's list as well that takes sustainable travel to a new level. It takes 7 plastic bottles to make 1 pair of sloppy tunas. Yep, that's what they're called.
It just recycles garbage, basically. You know, I think there's a big movement on the last 6 or 8 years to clean out the oceans, and we're never going to get there because we put so much into it. But what these do, they're Spanish. They've taken a lot of the plastics, for example, from the rings that go around cans of soda or beer, and they've recycled them into a very thin fiber that can then be woven into swimwear. What most people don't realize is most swimwear, at least modern swimwear, already has some plastic in it because that's what repels the water. So it's actually not a great leap to create fibers out of recycled plastic so that you can have swimwear. So that's not only the good thing about these is that they recycle things that would have ended up in the stomach of a fish or a whale, but they're also kind of cute. They have great little designs on them. They're something you would actually want to wear. It's not just like spinach clothing. It's something that you look good in.
Yeah, I think that's a good point too, because you see some of those like recycled shoes and I'm like, it's a cool concept, but I'm like, but you're kind of hideous.
Right. I mean, you don't want to have to go around telling everyone how noble you are to be wearing it. What you want them to say is, oh, that's cute. And then that's the end of that. And that's what these fill. They're like, we've finally gotten to the point where these clever recycled fabrics are actually, you know, kind of catching up with what people would truly wear.
The designs range from hammerhead sharks to colorful blobs and waves. Sorry, ladies, the sloppy tunas are only available for men right now. A pair will cost you about $60. Almost every item on Fromer's holiday gift guide aims to solve a problem. In selecting their choice for luggage, Cochran says that was key.
The big problem I'm seeing in the last few years when it comes to flying is we really choose, do I take a carry-on or do I take a checked bag? And one plans the entire vacation about what I'm going to pack based on how much room I'm going to have. And what I chose this year for this is the Away Expandable Bigger Carry-On. Away is a luggage company that has like a cult following. But essentially what it does, it can be a small carry-on if you don't feel like checking it, but there's also an expandable zip on it so that if you pick up more stuff when you, for example, are there on vacation and need to get some souvenirs or buy some clothes, you can then expand it and now it's the size that's more appropriate to check. So you don't have to have 2 pieces of luggage, one you carry and one you check. You can use this one and it fits any situation, which is unusual. I think most of us have sort of 2 sets of luggage and we don't know which one to take at the outset of a trip.
It expands by about 2 inches.
When it's small as a carry-on, it's a capacity of about 47 liters and it goes up to 52. It's not a doubling of size, but it's a substantial increase. So it's useful. The nice thing about them as well is it's a weighed luggage. If you don't like it, you can return it to them within 100 days for a full refund, which is unusual among, you know, luggage makers. And also if the shell cracks or the wheels break, or the zippers break, there's a lifetime guarantee. There were more luggage companies in the past that used to offer lifetime guarantees on their products. That's been decreasing. It's fewer and fewer do. But Away is a new company, and they really want to get people's business, and that's one of the things they're doing. So if it breaks in 3 years and it's covered, then they'll go ahead and just give you a new unit, which is great.
The Away luggage will set you back just under $300. Jason was in Disney World for work checking out a new ride when we spoke to him for this gift guide, so we asked whether he was using the Away luggage.
I'm actually using a separate one on my trip right now that I had also recommended, the Victorinox, which is a very small hard shell carry-on, pure carry-on. So I decided to use that one and give that a shot. And it works. It works really well. I've been away for almost 2 weeks now with just the size of a carry-on. And I've been not just to Canada where it's cold, but to Florida where it's warm using one carry-on. So I feel like that's the mark of a good piece of luggage if I can handle both of those extremes in one trip.
The weirdest thing on Frommer's holiday gift guide and the cheapest is called Go Girl. It's made of medical-grade silicone and resembles a funnel. It aims to right social inequities, and its slogan is "Don't take life sitting down." Guess what it's for?
It's hard to talk about. Basically, it's a device that women can use as a sort of a funnel when they need to go number one, to sort of keep it all in one area so that it's easier to do your business wherever you go. Is that a good way to put it? No one really likes talking about going to the bathroom, but we all have to do it. And I do think the world is an unfair playing field. Boys can go wherever they want. If there's a tree, or even if there's not a tree, they just go where they choose. But I think women have to be more careful, partly because of the clothes that they're wearing, or because of the visibility, or or just the mechanics of the way the human body works. But this sort of evens it out so that it's not such a potential disaster if you use this funnel in the way it's meant to be used. It's American made. It's made of silicone, so it's super easy to wash. It repels fluids almost as soon as you use it, and it has a carrying case too. So it sort of makes, awful filling station restrooms much easier to manage if you're stuck in one, because you don't have to really touch anything using the funnel. It sort of shoots everything you need out of the way. And this is made by women too. This is not men telling women what they need. This is women designing for other women, which I think is also important.
When it comes to tech, a new invention aims to help you feel safer in your hotel room or Airbnb. It's called the Scout Hidden Camera Finder, and you can get it for $99.
It's just this little handheld black device with a hole through it. And you look through the hole and press a button, and that lights up, facing away from you. So you're looking through the hole now at where the light is shining. And when the light shines back at you with like a star-like reflectiveness, you might have found a camera, because cameras have this IR coding for infrared inside that happens to reflect light. So you use this device to basically detect pinhole cameras in, clock radios or outlets or anywhere someone might have stuck one.
A jet set on WDEL recently featured a Wilmington couple who had just gotten married and were on their honeymoon out west when they found hidden cameras in their Airbnb.
Horrifying. You don't often find hidden cameras in Airbnbs, but it's so much nicer to know for sure there's not a camera there than to worry about it, especially I think if you're a single woman on the road. So that's why we have the Scout Hidden Camera Finder. It's only $100 and it's super easy to use, and I just think a lot of people will sleep better by, for the fact they have not seen a camera where they are.
It kind of reminds me of those black lights that Gordon Ramsay would use on Hotel Hell.
Yeah, that's something sometimes you just don't want to know. Sometimes it's better not knowing if a black light turns up anything cruddy.
Frommer's travel gift guide features items for any price point, but the most expensive thing on the list is the Jarvison Translator.
This is a device that you can hold to someone as they speak. They talk into it. The device translates it and then speaks back in English. Or you can change the language if you wanted to make another language. It's really an incredible invention. And, even 4 or 5 years ago, we didn't have this technology. So this is a really fast-moving sector in travel, these immediate live translating devices. And so I'd really like to play around with one of those.
All major languages are available.
There are some of the languages that you can download ahead of time and use offline, but they're the major, like English to Chinese or Russian to Chinese, major, commercial sort of transaction languages. But if you want to do more obscure or smaller languages, it does want you to use its data chip, but it's only, I think, about $70 or $80 for 2 years of data. And so that's really not actually too much. And you're not paying per translation. You just paid about $80 for 2 years of the data and you're done.
Maybe it'll inspire more people to travel in time.
I would hope so. Problem is, they're still rather expensive. If you want 2 years of data and the device, that'll be $500. And I think that, if you're spending that much money, you probably wouldn't have been afraid of the language barrier to begin with, because you could have hired a guide, or, you could have been at a luxury hotel where everyone will speak English. So I think we're still in that early zone before the technology becomes so inexpensive that everyone can access it. And when it becomes cheap, that's when everyone will be able to use it, and I think it'll help surmount more fears.
Noise-canceling headphones are a must for any long-haul flight. Cochrane recommends you go wireless.
And I'm also very careful to choose headphones that have a very long battery life. Far too many of them on the market will charge you $200, but then the battery will go flat in about 5 hours. And if you're on a transatlantic trip, that's not enough time. So this year we chose something that actually has something like, I want to say it's like 36 hours it'll work on a single charge. And that is more than enough you're going to need to get almost anywhere, including as far as Thailand. So we've chosen that one. It's the Jabra Elite 85H. It's wireless, and it also happens to noise cancel, which is a handy thing on a noisy flight as well.
But going wireless doesn't mean going the AirPod route.
Fortunately, these twist and fold flat, so they can be the size of a hardback book, essentially, once they're in their case. You know, some people prefer to have very small little earbuds. I'm not a person who likes to use wireless earbuds on a plane, because you fall asleep, they fall out of your ear, they go in between the seat cushions, they go underneath your seat, you have to wait till the end of the flight, ask everyone to look for your AirPod. So I really prefer to have a larger thing on my ear if I'm going to fall asleep during a flight, so I don't lose it.
The Jabras will cost you $300, but they're on sale at Amazon right now for $199. Perhaps the most useful thing on Frommer's list is called the AirFly Pro.
When you're on a flight and you want to listen to the seatback system, there'll be a little jack for the headphones, but you know the headphones that you're given may not be very good, or even your headphones may not have an easy way to plug into it if you're wireless. This one is a little device that plugs into the audio jack of anything that has an audio jack, and then will transmit it through the air through Bluetooth, so you can set any Bluetooth device to pick it up. So you can just pop it into the screen in front of you on a flight. You can pair it with whatever wireless headphones you might be using, or earbuds if you're an earbud person. And it just sends it through the air right away. So that's actually a pretty great thing. It solves a problem. If all the things that you use to listen to things are Bluetooth and wireless, it lets you listen to what's on the flight.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I feel like that is something that literally anybody would be able to use.
Yep. And the AirFly Pro, it just came out recently. There was a version that only did one connection at a time. The new Pro version, which is $55, will connect two people to the same audio source. And it'll last for 16 hours, which again is so important if you're traveling for a long time, because you'd have to recharge it up so that it can transmit to you.
I could have used that on my recent trip to Thailand. Check out the full list at Frommer's.com. You can catch a link at WDEL.com. You're listening to Jet Set. I'm Amy Sherry, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.